Hi, my name is Stephanie Hinton, and you are listening to Passing Notes. For this episode of Passing Notes, I interviewed Brandy Sickler. Brandy is a kindergarten teacher at Two Lakes Elementary and has taught in early childhood classrooms for the last 11 years. She currently runs a blog called Teach Empower Kinder, which you can also find on Instagram, Facebook, and Teachers Pay Teachers. I interviewed Brandy on flexible seating. Flexible seating has really taken off in classrooms at every grade level, and I love this idea of having a relaxing and open classroom environment. In this episode, Brandy talks me through why she finally decided to make the change and gives practical advice to teachers considering the same. I do want to start out by apologizing. There are a few times in this episode that it is a little hard to hear the audio. I'm still working some of these things out as a new podcaster, and hopefully by next episode, it will be a little bit better. Thank you, and enjoy the conversation.
To start flexible seating in your classroom?
Well, I'm always looking for new things to do in my classroom. I always want something new, always. And I've done a lot of research and seen that it benefits a lot of kindergartners. And being 5 and 6, I mean, it's hard for them to sit at a table. It's hard for them to concentrate and get to work. And with having, 22 to 27 kids in your class is just a lot to have them all sitting at tables and chairs.
Your classroom management.
I came back from spring break one year, and I had done all kinds of research and stuff with the kindergarten smorgasbord guy. And I sent several emails back and forth to him and talked about it. He was great, answered my questions, and gave me a lot of encouragement to get it done. And then I went and asked my principal if I could take all my tables out. And he said, sure, sounds like a great plan. And I had all my research ready to tell him everything about it. And he didn't really want to hear my research. He just put his trust in me that I was going to be successful at it. So I went and asked the custodian to take my tables out, and he said, all of them? And I said, yeah, all but one. And so he took them out and put them in the hallway, and he said he would leave them there for a week in case I wanted them back. And I was like, well, I'm not going to want them back, but I guess you can leave them there. And after a week, he finally took them out of the pod, and we've been flexible seating since.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you did a donor's choose to get some supplies. So talk to me a little bit about the supplies that you provide in your classroom and what you asked for through donor's choose.
When I first started, when I got back from spring break, I talked with, again, the kindergarten smorgasbord guy, and he said, you don't need all this fancy stuff. You don't need the different balance balls. You don't need any of that stuff. All you need is some clipboards and, take out your tables. So I didn't have clipboards at the time, but I did have whiteboards. So we started with whiteboards, and that was it. And then I did do a donor's choose later on once I knew that it was going to be successful. And I got clipboards, and I got bath mats for them to sit on so they didn't have to sit on the hard floor if that's what they chose. And I got some balance discs that you could sit on and lap tables. I think that's all I started out with. And then this last year, I added a pool to my room full of stuffed animals.
A pool? Yes. That your reading center area?
Yes. Which, it served its purpose. It lasted all this last year. So I'm currently looking for other ideas to put into my reading center for them to sit in.
Great. I love that you said you don't really need a whole lot of fancy stuff to get started. You really just started with the basics and have built from there. You kind of answered my next question already. Okay, so how have your parents responded to flexible seating in your classroom? The students, what do they respond when they see that?
When I first started in March, I didn't have a lot of parents coming in because we'd already done, conferences and all that. But I had a couple of parents text me and say, hey, the kids said you took out the tables. And I said, yeah, but they get to lay wherever they want to do their work, and, they're successful doing it. And if they have to lay on their stomach and lay down and do their work, or if they want to sit on the up against a wall or wherever they want to sit to be successful, and they're like, all right, well, sounds good. Whatever works for the kids. And I was like, all right. And then this last year when I did meet the teacher, I was super nervous, and I was going to make these brochures explaining the benefits of flexible seating. And then I was like, I don't want to do all that. It's more personal if I, answer their questions as they come up to me. And I was, again, had my research. I was ready to spit out my research to them. And, they walked in. All they could say was, your room is so big and it's so open. And they never questioned that I only had one table. They never asked where the chairs were. They just were amazed by how big and open my classroom was. So I haven't really had any parents this past year ask any questions about it.
That's great. It makes it easy.
Oh, yes, I know, because I was definitely ready to answer all their questions with everything. But
yeah. Have you noticed changes in student engagement and achievement, especially maybe thinking of that first year where you had them with tables and without tables? Did you notice a difference in there?
The first year, yes, because, they were so crowded in there with all their tables and, to supplies, with them fighting over all the supplies and with having community supplies, it helped a lot. And I feel like they got down and did their work and turned it in and were ready to move on to the next thing. And they weren't just, back in their chairs into each other and fighting over crowns and things like that. And then this year, I got to see a full year of it. Mm-hmm. And I noticed some kids I had known before they came in my class, and they ventured off and found new friends. I think it's because, one, he wants to lay down and he wants to sprawl out on the floor and get work done. And then the other one, she just wants to sit at a table and, get her work done all nice and neatly. And I think those two friends venturing off and meeting other people was huge for both of them to be able to do that, because I was afraid they were just going to be attached to each other the entire year.
And I think that your students in general probably don't feel as constrained to building relationships with just the kids at their table,
right?
Because there isn't a table, so they can...
Yeah, and a lot of them, they just... Very rarely do I have, a clique, per se, that would sit next to each other. They were always with different kids, and they got to, get to know each other better, because in centers, they are with certain kids every mm-hmm. day. And with them to be able to sit wherever they want and... if they felt like doing their, alphabet paper laying down, and then they felt like doing their math paper sitting up with the lap desk. They got to choose each time, every time they did independent work. So
walk us through, because I would imagine that this kind of classroom setup requires a lot of classroom management. And you are excellent. I've seen it in action at classroom management. So how does setting up your classroom and going over those procedures and routines with your students different now that you do flexible seating? And what do you focus on during that time of year?
At the beginning, it's definitely, lots of procedures, lots of routines. I don't introduce every single flexible seating option. The first week of school, we start out with just clipboards and learning how to share the community supplies. I have a whole bucket of scissors they can pick from. I have four different buckets of crowns that are all over the room they can choose from. So a lot of it's just learning those procedures, getting, going and getting their clipboard, coming back to the carpet, going and putting up their clipboard, finding a spot to sit. And then the next week we'll introduce the lap desk, and some of the kids will get to pick those, and some of the kids will get to pick the balance tables or the balance discs to sit at the table for. So it's just a lot of repeating, and definitely don't ever introduce all of it at once, because that's just too many options for 5-year-olds at the beginning.
Overwhelming, for sure.
Yes.
And they're all excited because it's totally different.
Yes.
Classroom setup than what they probably imagined kindergarten
yes.
would be like.
And I know, well, we do the Christmas around the world, and the rest of my team all has just, the regular classroom with their chairs and their tables. And they would, and I asked my other teachers, I was like, how did they do? Did they go sit at y'all's tables? Did they, were they okay doing that? And they're like, at first they didn't really understand. They all sat at the chairs. They didn't, one of them was like, well, they asked if they could sit in the floor. And she was, so they get used to sitting at the table. So it kind of makes me fear how they're going to be in first grade
mm-hmm.
with having to sit in chairs and desks.
They usually have desks
yes.
in first grade at 2 legs, yeah.
And that was one of my main concerns whenever I was sending back emails with the kindergarten swimmers, where I was like, well, what do you think about first grade? Is this going to, make it harder for them to sit and things like that? And he was like, the first grade teachers will deal with them when they get to first grade. That's part of their procedures and routines. That's so
management. Every teacher's got a different set of them.
So I was like, oh, well, okay, I guess I can have that mindset of it then. So that helps me jump into it even more.
That's kind of hilarious. It's their problem.
Yep, that's basically what he said. He was like, that's their problem. I mean, your problem is your classroom this year. And I was like, oh, okay.
So what other advice would you give teachers interested in making the change towards flexible seating?
I would say don't think you have to have all the fancy stuff again. Like, just use whatever basic things you can get. I have never personally used the stability balls in my classroom. That's not something I'm interested in using just because I don't have tables. I mean, I have that one table, but it has just four chairs at it. Mm-hmm. And so I want to keep those four chairs just to give that child, those children, the option to be able to sit in a chair. So, but I mean, use the stability balls, use the lap desk, use on donors choose is great to get all those things because that stuff adds up a lot. And once you jump into it, jump into it. Like, don't back out after a couple weeks. I mean, go full force into it. And I mean, total encouragement. I mean, you need to give them positive feedback that they're doing something right, that they, and I mean, and when I sat my kids down, because they did come back from spring break and they were like, mm-hmm. where are the tables? And I told them, I said, you know, guys, when I go home and work, you know, I don't like to just sit at my table and work all day. You know, sometimes I like to get my computer or my iPad and go sit on the couch. And, you know, I know you guys don't like to work the same way all day. And I think, you know, us as adults don't like to sit certain ways all day long. So definitely 5-year-olds don't like to do that. So I think just having that mindset of letting them know they all have different options, whatever makes them comfortable, whatever they're going to succeed at, and just jumping in and not backing back out. I mean, go in full force.
Do you have moments where you thought you might back out?
I didn't. With the kids I did for just a few months mm-hmm. after spring break, because they totally embraced it. And I think it was just because it was something new mm-hmm. for them that year.
And you already had built relationships with them.
Yeah, definitely. This year I did because I had so many kids. Like, I had 26 kids at one point. But then again, I was thankful that I did have flexible seating because that's so many tables and so many chairs.
Right.
But there were several times this year with just having so many of them, we had to stop and practice procedures a couple of times throughout the year, definitely, because they weren't taking care of, like, the clipboards, and they were all fighting over the lap desk, and they started to fight over stuff, so we had to stop and go back to the basics and do that for a couple of days, and then they were good, so.
Which is great that you point that out, because it's something that we encourage people to do when they are doing classroom management. There are times in the year where you need to stop and talk about classroom management again, and that's true for flexible seating mm-hmm. as well. You have to go over those procedures and routines.
I feel like it's the same for anything. I mean, your kids are going to meet the expectations you set for them, so if you think your kids are going to succeed at it, they're definitely going to succeed at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I noticed that you mentioned that you kept one table. Talk to me a little bit more about how that table was used in the classroom. Did you lower? I've seen some people who've lowered tables and made tables.
I do. I have a round table. Well, I have my teacher table, and it does have chairs at it. Mm-hmm. And then I have
students use that as well as an option.
Usually not, because when they are doing independent work, I'm usually working with somebody back there. I do have a little round table that holds like four chairs. So those are just regular chairs it's a heighted table for them. I mean, the correct height for them. And then I have a big rectangle table. So I guess I do have two tables. But it's lowered. Like, the legs are probably like 3 or 4 inches high.
So
like,
they can sit.
And that's where their balance discs. Okay. That's where their balance discs are.
Okay.
So they're up underneath that table and they can pull them out and just kind of sit on their bottoms or sit on their knees or however they're comfortable sitting on it.
Cool. Thank you so much for sharing your awesome knowledge on flexible seating. Now, if people have questions, is there a place that they can go to? Don't you have a blog?
I do have a blog.
And an Instagram account.
I have a blog and an Instagram account. I also have a Facebook page. I'm not as active on that as much as I am on my blog and my Instagram page. But it is, my blog is teach.empowerkinder.blogspot.com. teach.empower.com.
And your Instagram is the same name.
Yes, it's teach.empower.kinder.
And I know you share lots of really great ideas of things that you yes. do in your classroom on Instagram.
Especially. Yes, my Instagram has several different live feeds of, well, not, I guess they're videos now, but mm-hmm. videos of my classroom, like the setup of my classroom and everything like that. So, and I also have some videos on there of my kids actually sitting around and doing independent work and things like that. So you can kind of see, you know, the different options of what they're doing.
Awesome. That'll be great for people who are wanting to try to put this in place for next week.
Yes. And I know whenever you first look at it, it looks like chaos, but it's organized chaos and they're sitting and doing their work. And I really think it helps them sit and get finished faster. I mean, so they can move on to something else instead of having to mess with the people around them.
Right. Well, as you pointed out earlier, as adults, we don't sit in tables right. and desks all the time. We sometimes sit on the couch or sit on the floor.
Right.
I think that's a really wise way of introducing it to kids because, you know.
I mean, when we go to these PDs, we get tired of sitting in these chairs because we're definitely not made to sit in those. So, I mean, there's times where I'll just get my iPad and go lay across my living room floor. So it's whatever you're comfortable working at that time. Because like I said, they change all mm-hmm. the time depending on what assignment they're doing.
Makes sense.
Graphic design was done by Jordan Koff. You can find and view his work on Facebook or at www.jordankoff.com. Thank you for listening to Passing Notes. Please share your thoughts, questions, and suggestions with me on Twitter at TheStephHinton or on the blog Passing Notes with Stephanie Hinton.